Just a little article before we get into the rest of it on prosperity preachers. Television evangelists such as Robert Tilton are often heard saying, if you pray to God in faith, something you desire, you will receive if you ask by faith. He then goes on that what you asked could be a new car, a new job, etc. That is, you will receive what you ask for. And many of the TV evangelists likewise say the same thing. Reference is, if you want the physical things of this life, just ask in faith. And I know of no verse in the scripture that says, does God answer prayers? Yes, all prayers? No. Just a little thing there written down. Sometimes we ourselves may not understand fully the prayers that God answers, and those that he does not answer. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 39. Jesus, in praying to the Father, stated, O Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. Jesus understands in his prayer states that were to be done according to the Father's will. Why did he not answer Christ's prayers? We talked about God does not answer all prayers, even that of his Son. We pray for a lot of things today, and we all agree. Not all prayers we pray are answered by God. We pray for the sick, yet not all survive sickness, etc. But why? In our scripture reading, the context of Luke chapter 18, it's a parable there that man always ought to pray and not faint. A similar parable is found in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13, telling of going to a friend's house at midnight and asking for 3 loaves of bread. We are told of the judge's character here in Luke chapter 18. Verse 2, who feared not God, neither regarded man. The widow's petition to him was, avenge me of my adversary. Verse 3. And verse 4 states the judge would not for a while avenge her, but due to her persistence, he did. In verse 5, because the widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Troubleth means to crowd from every side, to press, according to Strong's definition. Vine's definition states that the word means to embarrass a person by distracting his or her attention, or to give occasion to anxiety, continual coming. Strong states, meaning unto the end, she was not going to give up. It is evident what the judge says concerning this widow. She had not been equal before anyone by her endless and unyielding appeal. It appears that everywhere he went, she was there. The word unyielding means cannot be swayed, unlikely to change their mind, hard or solid. The result was he granted her justice, verse 5, when he says, I will avenge her. The attitude of the judge does not represent the attitude God has towards his children. Even though it can sometimes appear to be struggling Christians that the Lord is unheeding and not paying attention, the widow was persistent in what she was needing from the judge. We must also struggle with the fact that in this parable, persistence in prayer is said to bring about the desired answer. Christ said in Luke 11, verse 10, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, to him who knocks, it will be opened. We need to understand how God answers prayers. Paul prayed 3 times to have a thorn removed from his flesh in 2 Corinthians 12, 7 and 8. The Lord will not give his children a stone instead of bread, no matter how steadfastly we beseech him. In Luke 11, verse 11, if a son shall ask for bread of any of you that is the father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? So what is Jesus teaching in this parable in Luke 11, verse 13? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? The good gifts of God do not include all that we ask for. But only that we serve our salvation in the kingdom of God. Anything that does not serve God's eternal purpose for us will be withheld. This is our assurance. All that seek salvation in Christ will find it. All that ask for the true bread will receive it. All that knock for entrance in the heaven's kingdom will find the door open. Our seeking the kingdom must not be half-hearted, but knocking indifferent. God will not give to those who do not seek Him earnestly and with the whole heart. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And our prayers in that will be unyielding. They will be answered. Maybe it's those tonight that have sinned, and it's not been a public sin. Maybe those that are always tonight that have sinned, and that have not made repentance for it, you have the opportunity to do so. And again, I don't think there's anyone in our audience that is in need of salvation or of baptism. But sin comes to God's children. It's something we need to take care of right away. If I sin and I'm the only one that knows it, I go to God in prayer. If someone else knows it, I go to them. And so we keep ourselves in the right place with our Heavenly Father. If you're subject to the gospel call, we invite you to come. And again, we stand and sing.